Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. This is your announcer, Carlos Blandington, reminding you, I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer WD-40, because I'm a robot. And now, it's Rob, Sid, Noah, and 3D, on the Metal Injection Live Cast.
What happened?
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight? Happy Cinco de Mayo.
I messed up the whole show.
Oh, already. Jenny's here. Hey, Jenny. How's it going?
Hi. Way to disconnect my headphones.
I just plugged them back in. It was because hey, James Hetfield is here. All right, welcome to another edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. We have a fantastic show. I'm Rob. Thanks,
are we going to hear that, like, all the time now?
That's the new Ja Rule Metallica.
Yeah, we are.
Later in the show, one of our favorite guests will stop by, RGCVD. He demanded some airtime, so we felt we should give it to him, because otherwise he would, like, roundhouse kick us or something, and we don't want that.
Probably do that anyway.
On it.
Yeah. And then we have a bunch of chic stuff, because apparently the Iron Sheik is now a cornerstone of the Metal Injection Livecast. We have a Cancer Scare sent in a few other songs, and Darren has a song. We'll have some chic stuff.
All right.
Good times. But before we get to that, I just want to immediately talk about what happened this past Saturday in Times Square. There was the bombing.
Well, attempted.
Well, attempted bombing. Oh, we have a caller already.
Maybe it's the bomber. We usually get one phone
maybe.
Call.
Maybe.
Obama is calling
us?
Hello.
Is this Rich Hall?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who is it?
Zuma. S-H-L-O-M-O.
S-H-M-O?
S-H-L-O-M-O. Shlomo.
Oh, Shlomo. We know a Shlomo. What's up, Shlomo? Are you calling from Borough Park?
No, Flatbush.
So what's going on? Are you first time you called our show, clearly?
Yes, I called my show. Yes, I did.
S-H-L-O-M-O. What's that?
Could you turn down the volume of whatever it is you're listening to?
Cynic.
Oh, you're listening to our show.
Yeah, turn the volume and just listen to us through your phone.
We're really off to a good start.
Exactly. Pretty gross.
Is it yours? Is it there?
Is it?
I don't know. Is it here? Is it Shlomo there?
I don't even know what he's laughing at. He might be laughing at something we said 3 minutes ago.
Yes, I think so.
Are you like, is he, you think he's slow?
Is he the orthodox Bruce Collins?
What?
Collins a little more with it than that. This guy's like,
he knows that we're in the volume.
That's like special.
Lower the volume.
Yeah? Okay, sorry. Okay, yeah, I loaded. Okay, good. Okay, I loaded.
Much better, much better.
Okay. Oh, yeah! Okay.
Why are you not raped so far? We need it. Guys, assaulting right here.
Okay, okay, anyway.
Okay,
alright. I think he's finally going to get to his point.
Why are you calling us up?
Perhaps to talk, perhaps. I don't know, Metal, I don't know. Sat out. Bob's comment that you said that we don't have any people out of Brooklyn that really that really come to the show.
I think
he talked to the show.
He's something. No, he's definitely.
Okay, just to translate, I think what he's saying is that a few weeks ago I was saying how we never get any callers from Brooklyn, and we assume that we don't have any listeners, and Shlomo here is representing for the 718. Is that accurate?
Like, wait, that's me.
Wait, I'm from Brooklyn, right?
His mother told me he's from Brooklyn, but she's on a delay, too, so he heard her late.
I think he's actually from Brooklyn.
Where is he from?
Are you from Brooklyn or are you from? No,
yes, I was born. I was born and raised in Brooklyn.
What is your what is your area code?
11229
I'll give your whole number out.
All right.
1-1-2-2-9 I used to live in 11229
As did I.
Isn't this 11229
No.
No, this is 11228
Sorry. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. That.
How old of a girl are you, Shlomo?
I am a boy, first of all.
Oh. Okay.
18 years old. 17 years old.
17 years old.
Do you speak Yiddish?
Nope. Only English.
Did you have a bar mitzvah?
Of course.
Okay. Can you recite a little of that for us?
No. I didn't say the Torah because I didn't want to do it. It didn't matter.
You're too brutal for a bar mitzvah. That's what you're trying to say, right?
What?
You are too brutal for a bar mitzvah.
Who's that? He sounds like a South Park character, not Timmy. Jimmy?
Jimmy, yeah.
He sounds like Jimmy.
Is there a character Shlomo on that show?
No.
Everybody. Just go me.
There's a Jew on the line. Don't mention it.
Yeah, there's a Jew.
There's a Jew.
You're not
Hello. Hey, I am a Jew.
Shlomo, and you're not Jewish.
You're not.
I am Jewish.
You're just messing with us.
You got me.
Too bad you're only 17.
You got me, Jimmy. I mean, Shlomo.
Shlomo. Shlomo, Solomon. Just call me Solomon.
Solomon,
if you do.
Better. Shlomo's much better. Shlomo, do you listen to music?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
Would you like to get a free CD?
Wait a minute, not clever music. We're talking about metal music.
Oh, to me, I'm your. I listen to Abortion, Abortion, Acid Bath,
Bath.
Wait a minute, you're giving us requests. No, we tell you what you
I thought he was saying
from.
Who he likes.
Yeah.
Anonymous.
What was that band?
Whatever.
We haven't even seen each
other. Hello.
His mother's gonna arrest you, Rob.
Oh,
I'm black metal.
Do you like Hypocrisy? Are you a fan of Hypocrisy?
I don't know. I don't think I have this, so I think I've never heard it before.
Do you like Screwdriver?
I'm gonna send you the brand new Hypocrisy CD. There.
It's a good album.
It's Swedish Mellow Death, right? They're from Sweden. He's from Sweden.
What else do you have?
Can you pronounce? Can you?
He's haggling.
You have to pronounce
what other? What other?
I also have Scar Symmetry, the new Scar.
Oh
Symmetry.
Jesus!
The new Korpiklaani.
Hold on, Shlomo. Can you say Scar Symmetry
or Korpiklaani?
Scar Symmetry.
You got it. That's what you win.
No! You can't! No!
Oh, I'm just kidding. All right, I'll give you something else.
Okay, what else do you have?
How do you feel about Halloween? We also have Typo's Bloody Kisses. Peter Steele, never forget.
Oh, he's from the zip code of Peter Steele.
Yeah. Paradise Lost, Bring Me the Horizon, Evil, Sleep.
Really, we should give him some Black Sabbath, since he probably celebrates that.
I don't have.
I finally found my audience.
Benny Levhagen. What's
he been all my life, Shlomo?
Shlomo, I don't know if you know this. There's an anti-Semitic group on Facebook that's been running. He needs members.
So, well, we got to pick a CD already. Come on, let's go.
Okay, it's Ska Symmetry.
All right.
Well, he said Ska Symmetry.
Ska Symmetry. Oh, right.
Ska Symmetry. I'll try it.
Style.
Oh, other bands can download it by BitTorrent.
Oh, you'll
download
it by BitTorrent.
All you have to do, are you a Metal Injection junkie?
Of course.
What is your username? Is it Shlomo?
Shlomo Trina from Shlomo Trina. Shlomochina.
Shlomo China.
All you got to do is send Rob Injection a private message with your full name, your address, and your bar mitzvah speech. And then
I didn't have one.
Okay.
I didn't talk, but not really.
It's cool. All right.
Can
we
find out some more stuff about this mission?
Well, go ahead.
Wait. Just finish the instructions.
Yeah. So send me a private message with your full name and address, and I'll send you the CD. Simple as that. Maybe I'll hand deliver it to you. Probably not.
So you're not from a religious Jewish family, or?
I am. No, not really. My mother is about to Shuba.
Huh.
And I found out he's religious. Means he became religious.
No, what did he say?
My mother became religious.
His mother became religious.
No, I think his mom was a Keebler elf.
Oh, okay.
my mother was not religious.
Can you send this quote?
No, he's saying his mother wasn't religious, but his father.
I like the foot.
No.
The M&M's that they make, the Keebler chocolate chip M&M's.
No, my mother was not religious, and she became religious by no.
Crackhead Bob.
Yeah.
No.
Say it in Hebrew, and I'll translate.
My mother was not religious, but she became religious.
All right, we get it.
Did she ever smoke crack while eating matzo while she was pregnant? I don't know why.
don't make fun of me. First of all, I am hearing impaired in one ear. That's why.
That's what I said. I said that in the beginning. I thought he was deaf.
You did.
And you all laughed at me. I thought it was something far worse than deaf.
Well, you know what? For a half deaf dude, you're doing pretty good, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. You're one of our best callers already.
Yeah.
He must have a tough time with those old school analog albums where there's the left channel and the right channel. Do you have to listen to it twice? Like those old bands. Everything's, you know, you got the bass and the drums on one side and the guitar on the other side.
I think this is up for caller of the year.
Shlomo, you're doing better than Ozzy. He's deaf in both ears.
Funny.
What did you say? I couldn't hear you.
What?
Do you go to a regular school or to a yeshiva?
I go to yeshiva, but that's just number one.
Did you go to yeshiva Rambam?
Nope.
No one knows what that is. Come on.
Tab. I go to Tab.
Noah's now doing her version of the Lonnie Rockford Illinois joke.
I go to Tab. I go to Tab.
Did you ever go to the pizza store, the Jerusalem 2 pizza store at King Tyvek?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay, not really.
That's
nobody
like,
knows what we're talking
like
about.
But Shlomo does.
Doesn't matter.
I heard the Oxford Ice Matzahs play there.
What? You mean Ice Earth? It's a play on Ice Earth.
Ice Earth.
Yeah, Ice Earth is a band.
Mm-hmm. I know. I love Ice Earth.
Me too. We have something in common.
You would know it. If you were a little older, Shlomo.
And Jewish.
Older, I don't know.
I like them. I like Nightwish, Epica, Dragon Force.
Like Nightwish?
I have a friend who would have passed metal shows.
You know what? We're going to send you two CDs because we have a ton of Nightwish CDs.
I have Nightwish.
Oh, damn it.
It doesn't matter.
I downloaded my BitTorrent.
Listen, Shlomo, we're going to send you the Nightwish, but you have to listen to it with your bad ear. Okay. All right.
We're going to let you go.
Thank you, Shlomo.
You better call again.
Shlomo, you rule. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
See you later, Shlomo.
All right. Wow, what a nice guy.
That was absolutely fantastic.
I love him. I am in love as well.
Very, very good. Good spirit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. James Hetfield's still here.
Yeah, he was far away when he said that. But, oh, there he is.
he's back by a mic. But, yeah, like I was saying before the caller, I was in Times Square, and me and Frank were there for the Overkill show. Overkill was playing with Vader, Warbringer, Evile, Woe of Tyrants, and some other band, maybe. I don't remember.
That was Killfest, right?
Yes, and... it was actually a pretty sweet show, and then we were out in the smoking area, and then all of a sudden they're like, "All right, no more smoking! Everybody, get back inside! No more smoking! Get back inside right away! Cops are saying gotta get back inside. No more smoking!" And we were like, "You know what's going on? What's going on?" And some people were like, "I think President Obama's in town." And it was just like, oh, all right, I don't know. And then I checked on Twitter, and I just saw, like, a ton of people retweeting, like, you know, CNN's post about how there's a potential bomb threat in Times Square. And I was just, like, I was a little drunk at this point. And I was like, Yeah, fuck that. All right, bomb.
Because we should say, like, we live in New York. Like, every other day there's a bomb threat.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's just something so stupid. It's like...
You get used to it.
Yeah, it's
like
not,
it's Israel.
Yeah. No, they really bomb that shit.
Well,
we have the second most Jews in the world next to Israel, so that's probably why.
Oh, okay.
all right. I didn't know that.
Everywhere we went in Jerusalem, Noah was... freaking out that some Arab was going to attack her, or...
an Arab, Noah, huh?
Or...
Puerto Rican.
That's not true.
It is so true.
I got paranoid.
They're going to take us.
I got paranoid
because... You don't understand. Something can happen.
You were driving
every day.
And you didn't know where you were going. That's why I was getting nervous.
No, when we were walking...
Shlomo's calling back, FYI.
My family's in town.
Well, hold on. Let me just finish the story before we get to Shlomo. There was no announcement at the Overkill show. All the metalheads in there continuing to be metalheads.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of had a dilemma because I really wanted to get high before Overkill went on because, it's Overkill. And I was like, man, how am I going to smoke? Maybe I'm going to have to go into the pit and be discreet, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, man, I got to go take a piss. And I go into the bathroom, and everybody in there is smoking. That's like the new smoking area of the fucking place. So I was like, all right, I'm set. And then a little burp, excuse me.
Did you have chunks on that one?
No.
You hurry up with your story.
Yeah, finishing up last part. So I get home and then I'm like reading online and it's like, oh, this was a serious bomb scare. There was like, and it was on the block. That was the crazy thing. It was on the block.
Same block where you were?
Yeah, that I was on. So, but we were already, you know, underground. So I feel like we'd be safe, right? Or I would just be trapped in there with 1,000 other Overkill fans just live tweeting.
Oh,
live tweeting like, oh my god, we're all stuck here. What am I gonna do? There's no food. There's only booze. Suddenly, this isn't a bad problem. We're all so drunk.
Rob would like tweet through an earthquake instead of running.
I would live tweet my running. I would have a Ustream so people can witness.
Just fell through the crash.
Like Cloverfield.
Yeah, exactly. I would totally document it.
There's beautiful caverns down here. Still falling. All right, let's see what Shlomo's up to.
So we want to talk about was I wanted to talk about that. First of all, the Arizona law.
Body word.
What do you say?
First of all, I wanted to talk about the Arizona law. The Arizona law.
Oh,
he's got a political agenda.
All right. Are you? All right. Go ahead.
And B, I'm talking about the Times Square thing. Times Square Islamic bomb thing. Okay. First of all.
We're trying to walk him through it, though. It's
The thing about it is that Arizona law is that you are not allowed to arrest anybody. You can't arrest anybody. Anybody.
That's every state, though. You can't molest anybody.
You can't arrest anybody.
No, we can't arrest anybody for being just looking for day work in front of the 7-Eleven.
Oh.
You can't. You can't arrest any illegal immigrant. Any illegal immigrant who, like, finding work by 7-Eleven, say, hoping to get day work. Because one of the key provisions of that law is, for any lawful stop, detention, or arrest made by law, a law enforcement official, or a law enforcement agency, and where reasonable suspicion exists that a person is an alien who is unlawful present in the United States, a reasonable attempt shall be made to determine the immigration status of the person. And B, and another thing is that only by if somebody did a crime. It's only applicable if you commit a crime. Like kill a person. Can a law be enacted? Kill a person. Traffic stop.
If you're a cattle
feed. No. Kill a person. Rape. Stole. Court.
Celtic person.
No. Court. Killed a person. Killed a person. Oh, because it means
the word.
A cuter person.
The problem. Killed.
So are you against the law or are you for it?
I am for it because A, you know what the big thing is? In Arizona is there is a kidnapping every 36 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Every 36 hours by the Mexican drug mafias.
Oh.
In Arizona?
But yep. How do you know about this? You're in Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, New York.
No, I live on East 13th, New Kings Highway.
Don't give your address. God damn it.
I'm
gonna believe
that.
All
right, we'll cut that out. Don't give your address out, Shlomo.
Okay. Right, Shlomo.
Or your phone number, because you almost did that.
Someone in the chat room thinks we should replace Rob with Shlomo.
Oh, come on.
When can you get over here?
Well, judging by where he lives, yes, it's like one bus.
Darren, you and Shlomo.
Yeah, you're like walking
here
distance.
Sure, now you're telling them where we are and where I live. Thanks.
I didn't say what bus. Noah said which bus it was.
Wait, where do you live?
Yeah, we're not going to tell you that.
He lives in Midwood.
Oh, that's close to me.
They're all going to start searching, you know.
You know where Primetime Billiards is?
What?
No.
Not there
anymore. Gone.
Yeah. I was going to say you lived under one of the pool tables just to throw them off the
Okay, anyway.
All right, thank you for calling.
Anyway, no. I still have to talk.
Oh, you still have to talk. We have another caller.
Yeah. So, if you commit a crime, because there is a the Mexican drug mafia is middle of killing people, killing the Mexican drug mafia is middle of killing people, kidnapping, raping, stealing, and doing other despicable stuff. That's why I didn't do that law, because there's a crime epidemic. Because most of those illegal immigrants are not, say, illegal immigrants. They are drug dealers and other criminals. So it's mostly to stop criminals, not to stop the good old Mexican construction worker.
Could you click on Colin's line also and have those a conversation, please?
Colin, hold on. God. Colin, are you there?
Yeah. Oh, Colin, too. Hello, Colin.
Colin, right. Shlomo. Shlomo, Colin. Make friends.
Say hi to each other. Come on.
Woo!
Colin, are you,
what
do you think about Shlomo's positions?
I have no idea.
Of course you have no idea.
This is like Twilight Zone Crossfire.
I got it.
Tell me about your brother.
Oh, hip hop.
What?
I heard about how he's a wigger.
He's a wigger, yeah, that's right.
Actually, most people in my school listen to rap and I hate it.
Yeah.
Right. Colin's what's wrong, man?
Yeah. Most people in my school listen to rap and I hate it.
What do you hate about it?
It's like, it's kind of like disgusting. Like, it's like, there is a lot of different stuff, and I like, it's in like, way it's, like, degenerate.
Degenerates. Oh, they're generous?
Ellen
DeGeneres raps?
Yeah, he doesn't like all the wiggers at his school watch the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Yeah.
No.
Like, ladies and Jay-Z, Eminem. He didn't do new Eminem single. Oh, I don't care. And making him listen to Slayer.
He has a Slipknot backpack. He got it on eBay.
No, I didn't. I didn't have a backpack.
Slow-mo, love you, Slow-mo.
Yeah.
Slow-mo, do you wear
have
a kippy?
What?
Do you wear metal strips and a kippy?
No. No. I only make people listen to on my Pandora radio station. Pandora, then listen to Slayer.
Oh, nice. Have your parents listened to Slayer?
No. My father is bluegrass and classic rock.
He's in the.
My mother is what?
Fuck.
Classic rock. Classic rock.
The original form of headbanging.
What?
Do you consider
what?
Davening to be the original.
Why do you play
head
with davening?
Jewish folks, they pray and they bob their heads.
After you eat, you're supposed to go back and forth. It kind of looks like headbanging. Shlomo, can I ask you a question?
What?
Do you have a Dillinger Escape Plan Talus?
What? No.
No,
I do not. I'm not Sephardi or German.
You're what?
I'm not from the Middle East or German.
What are you?
I am, say, from my grandparents, Greek grandparents, are from Poland, Lithuania, that area.
How much of them did it take to screw in the light
bulb? Oh, there, you restarted.
Oh, okay.
No.
I remember when I made that joke 5 minutes ago.
Oh, well... But pull this joke, say.
We're on delay. It's almost sharper than you, Rob, with the sound effects.
My voice, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just
a reboot.
All right, Shlomo, we're gonna let you go.
Call us back later, though. Maybe
thanks.
You can
okay.
Have a JCVD.
Yeah, JCVD will be calling. Maybe you guys
can. Okay. Okay, talk to him about how he thinks about... Oh, yes. Who,
great. All right. Talk to you later. All right, thanks, Macho. 916, you've been patiently waiting. What's up? Who is this again? I know this is a continual caller.
Yes, you do. It's Austin.
What's
and,
up, Austin?
Can I ask you a question before you say anything? How are you going to follow that?
Follow what?
What's going on, Austin?
I know it's likely I'm going to say, I just called to, can't tell a lot of people right now. There's not a whole lot of available people, but I got to tell someone, and they seem perfect, but I had to...
Worldwide.
Yeah, I'm kind of rubbing. Anyways, I wasn't expecting it, but I am going to be attending the Baroness Mastodon concert this Saturday when High on Fire and Bison BC are going to be there as well.
And you just had to tell somebody?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you
going
with anyone?
Huh?
Are you going with anyone else?
Yeah, just one person. And
so you
that's
just
partially...
that person?
Huh?
Well, that person knows something.
There you go.
All right, he wanted to share his news. Don't shit on the guy.
Oh,
well,
so when
he
said he was rubbing it, he meant he was rubbing it in. I get it now.
I was rubbing it in the nose of the people who are, like, hating on me in the chat all the time, it seems
I thought he was just so excited to go to this concert that he was rubbing one out, maybe. I don't know.
That's okay.
That would be gross. I don't want to hear about that.
By the way,
Mammoth
Commander in the chat says, Shlomo is my new god. I am an official Shlomonite.
Or Shlomonite, as people are calling him.
Oh, come on. Be nice.
Someone else in the chat said he has all the speech impediments of all the Looney Tunes put together.
Shlomo, you're amazing. I love you. Austin, I actually saw both of those tours, and I got to tell you.
You saw the High on Fire tour?
Yeah, I saw it at South by Southwest.
Oh, I saw it here.
Yeah, I was not here when that was happening.
Yeah,
somewhere.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, well,
didn't you guys film part of the Baroness tour?
There is some live bootlegs that Metal Nick got in Baltimore that you can definitely check out on the site. There's a few of those, and Baroness were awesome. One thing I was a little disappointed about, though, was they only played stuff from the Red and the Blue album, nothing from, like, the really old stuff.
Oh,
but,
well, I only have the Red and the Blue, so I'm not going to complain.
There you go.
I'm not really there for one specific... Yeah, I mean, I'm there largely because I had friends who went to, I think it was Mayhem last year, and Mastodon was there. They were at something last year, and they... with Slayer and Black Dahlia Murder. I'm sorry, hold on.
Oh!
That was my baby sister, so I have to...
Stepping on her? What are you doing?
Her.
Wait a minute. Is she the one going to Mastodon with you? You're going to take your baby sister? Look, she's great.
She doesn't mind some of the stuff I play for her. Like, she kind of likes Between the Buried and Me, but she is not going at all. That would be dangerous. Incredibly... irresponsible of me because it's in Oakland and I almost hesitated just going with one person by myself.
Yeah,
so.
But it'd be metal to do that though. To bring it like you should
it's
swing her around
metal
a bit.
Oakland.
Yeah, dude.
But
I mean,
no, it's
going to
be a great show.
Mastodon,
I can tell you they're going to play Crack the Sky from beginning to end.
Yeah, I heard that they'd done that with something Beasley or from Baroness, the guitarist.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, because Bill is hospitalized, or he might be out.
Yeah. I was really disappointed because I read another article that said that he might be quitting or something.
No, I don't know about it. I'm not sure about that.
Anyways,
we'll see. But anyway, that's cool. You got it off your chest, so everyone else suck it.
Yeah.
And maybe you should go, like, burp your sister or something. I don't know.
Give her some food.
Looks like she needs attention.
Yeah, well, she does now because she's out of the shower, but I mean...
Whoa, put some clothes on her then.
This is not going in the direction that I was expecting.
All
right, thanks for calling in, Austin. 847.
Oh, Colin, I'm sorry I just hung up on you.
847, you are on the line. Who is this?
Yeah, I'm a long-time listener. First time calling. I wanted to throw out a band for the Trashier Thrashers.
Long time, first time. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Sean. I'm from Brooklyn.
How are you from Brooklyn with an 847 area code?
I'm from Chicago. I'm from Chicago.
Oh, it's Sean.
Oh. Yeah, I was bored, so I had to call you guys up.
Oh, you bored before the show or because of it?
Actually, because of it, after the last kid that called.
Shlomo isn't good enough for you?
No, Shlomo was great. There's the next two people that sort of like just killed the whole vibe.
Hear that? He's calling you out. Sean is playing remote program director this week. Can't even be in the studio to program direct.
Get a fucking plant. Oh, fuck it. I don't care. I've been drinking a lot after work, so I just want to call and say what's up. Yeah, sorry.
Sean,
you guys have a good show.
Sean is
Thank
the only
you.
One that's celebrating this holiday.
I know, we're not even drinking. We
should
do that.
Cinco de Mayo, man. Why aren't you guys drinking?
Yeah, we're going to party. We're going to party.
Are you going to?
But Sean, what?
Yes. Are you going to? Because Cinco de Mayo. I mean, drinking time.
Yeah, definitely. We'll do some shots.
Okay.
We'll do some
okay.
shots of Russian tequila, which is vodka.
It's true.
And weed. A lot of weed.
A lot of weed. That's green.
Yeah.
Is that cop sound from Darren's computer or from outside? Oh, they're coming for us. But Sean, are you going to be back in the studio next week?
I am hopefully going to be in the studio every week starting next week.
Whoa.
If you guys will have me.
Well, you say, who invited you? Yeah, way to invite yourself. He saw that he got
I'll leave that completely on Noah's shoulders is what I'll do. But,
you're gonna broadcast from Noah's shoulders?
Yes. If she'll have me, I'll broadcast from her shoulders. That'd be great. But it's gotta be a lot more comfortable than that folding chair you guys got me sitting on now.
Oh, excuse us! Wow, what a diva!
Ready for the diva like? We got one of the hemorrhoid cushions for you next.
Yeah, we can only afford so many love seats in this room here.
Yeah, come on, you can't fold up like a relapse T-shirt and put it on the chair for me at least or something.
Oh, sure.
The first 4 months you're on the show, you get a fucking rickety folding chair.
Rob will fold up his old Limp Bizkit T-shirt.
I don't think I ever had a Limp Bizkit T-shirt.
Linkin Park?
I probably had a Limp
Bizkit T-shirt. I'd actually probably wear them when I sit on them.
I'm still going to wear my corn shirt. They're back in vogue now.
Are they?
Explain that to me. No, they're not back. They're putting out a new album. But, I mean.
But is it one dude or two dudes left?
There's three dudes. It's the guitar.
No.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I just like that
Korn gave head to Jesus, and that's it. That's great. That's
Rob, what was that? I just saw an old picture of you from when you were like 17, and it wasn't Korn, but it was something like Korn
Rage
that you had on. You had a shirt like that.
Well, I did have a Korn shirt.
It wasn't
it was
that
Rage.
Was it? I don't think it was. It was something lamer than that.
Lamer? Oh.
It was the picture you showed me where Jeff wasn't fat.
Gravity
Kill. Oh, that was a stained shirt.
Oh, stained, that was it.
Yes, yes, I had a stained shirt.
Rob, aren't most of your shirts stained?
It's true. Well, to explain the stained shirt, I recall vividly that there was a sale at Spencer Gifts at the mall, and the shirt was only $5.
Right.
Wait, so
stained was already that lame by then?
No, it was only a shirt that came in XXXXL.
Oh. Rob was thin in that picture. Yeah, you should have seen me. I was only L.
Show her that. Show
Wait.
Her that picture.
Wait, aren't all Rob's shirts stained? Come on. Let's be honest.
Aren't
all your shirts stained?
We did that joke.
Yeah,
just
said
that.
Sean's on delay. He's stealing your joke, and then he's hoping no one will remember it 5 minutes later.
That's kind of my MO. It's kind of my MO.
All right.
Can I go now? Can I get off the phone now?
Yeah, well, you could just hang up. You're the program director here.
Okay, please. All right, good. Can we hit a music break after I hang up?
We'll do a music break very, very shortly.
Wonderful. You guys have fun. Have fun in it.
Send us 290 songs to play in 3 minutes.
Yeah. Send us 3 minutes of 2,000 songs.
Yeah.
I could probably email them to you right now. It's going to be like 3 megs. That's all it is.
No, I already
texted them.
It's going to be 3 megs.
3 megs.
I posted, I regrettably posted the photo in the chat room.
Oh, God.
You could queue it up.
It's so funny. You look handsome.
Of course I look handsome. I'm a fucking handsome gentleman. Look at me, right? I'm hot.
Rob,
I am sexy.
Rob looks like a shit that Rob took.
Which
I did it. I did it.
Who's the guy with the lopsided goatee?
The fat one.
No,
Bernie.
That's Bernie? Is he the dead one? Isn't somebody dead? Was one of the guys?
They're all dead inside.
That's true. That's the one who got really offended when I used to say Phil Anselmo was gay, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. If only I'd known he had a lopsided goatee, I could have made so many other references.
Bad Andy says that's a slim, trim Rob right there.
Yep.
It's true.
Now one of your testicles looks like that.
Rob looks like a child molester in that pic, someone says.
Rob is a child.
I am a child of that pic. That was like 10 years ago. I was a child molester as a child, that's right.
It's a very low ceiling wherever you are.
Are you guys at Primetime
Billiards? We are most likely at Primetime Billiards.
No, you're not.
Now,
there's an exit sign.
Yeah, but that's not Primetime.
What other billiard place?
Primetime
well,
is
maybe
more mush.
How old are you there?
This is probably 15, 16.
No, like 18, 17, 18.
Were you full height yet?
I don't know. Maybe. All
right.
You look like you should be in 311.
Home run.
Nice.
All right.
One.
And I'm out. I'm out.
Sean out. All right, Sean. We'll see you next week.
Oh, my God. 311.
Actually, I'm going to see him tomorrow. We're going to be at Converge. But, yeah. It's pretty crazy how much less I weigh there. So,
what'd you weigh around there?
I don't know. I can't even. Probably under 200 at that point. And I'm far over 200.
Well, how much roughly do you weigh now?
Well, I think I've lost some weight, so I'm going to go with 260, 265.
Oh, okay.
No, but 60 of those pounds is muscle now.
Yeah. That's right.
It's the other 200.
Rubber.
It's a whole lot of rubber.
Yeah, no, me and Noah go to the gym, and it's seriously half the entertainment is the other people who go to the gym.
There's a lot of Guidos, right?
Lots of Guidos, and like today, we were working out, and like 2 feet away from us, there is
the most absurd conversation
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, this flock of Guidos discussing the logistics of the new season of Jersey Shore. Like, oh yeah, it's happening. Oh, I heard it was at the Hamptons. No, it's not at the Hamptons.
It's in Miami.
It's in Miami and in Jersey. They got 2 shows now. They got the regular cast with Snookers and all of those. They're in Miami, and then they got a new crew in Jersey.
But it's just going to be the situation.
Is that
like
accurate?
Like Cannon on the beach. Doing push-ups like me.
I would
hey,
watch
look
that.
Look at my muscle.
No homo.
Then they start posing in front of the mirror.
Then they're like, yeah, I work out. They like lift up their shirts and just look at the mirror. There was this one guy that we see that has to be like a stripper or something. Like this dude is like shaves his legs, like he's just like way too in love with himself.
He wears a jock strap.
Yes, he wears
only
yes.
underneath his pants.
It's Rob, just admit it.
It's Noah.
Why do you know what
no.
he wears under his pants, Noah?
Because when he bends over and we're looking at
him. You get a good look there.
You
it's really unavoidable. There are mirrors everywhere.
Yeah. And he always seems to be working out around us.
Yeah.
No, but the funniest part was, though, like, he was doing leg workouts, and he pulled up his shorts, like, all the way up so he could just stare at his thighs.
Working out. It was so disgusting.
So what do you eat for breakfast, Noah? Did you get a look at that?
No.
Oh, okay.
We usually go in the afternoon.
I pictured Noah kneeling down like he's bending over, staring at his tongue.
with a
mouth. No, he's gross.
With her face like 1 inch from his anus.
He's too gross for me, even if I'm just looking at his ass.
Is his hair not long enough? Is that the problem?
He has no body hair. It's gross. It's really disgusting.
Yeah.
He's orange.
So how often do you go?
Twice a week we go.
Sometimes
week.
Three. Oh. We went today.
Rob, make a muscle. He's fucking around. I want to really see if
No, I'm not going
to. No. Rob can really pull some weight.
I remember when we used to play softball. He hit the ball, like, he just closed his eyes and swing like a girl.
Shut up!
900 feet.
That's such an exaggeration.
You used to kill the ball, though. I'm giving you a compliment.
Well, I would kill the ball once I knew how to swing. It's not that I just, like, closed my eyes and fucking did that. Come on.
All right, you got
Rob does stomach crunches and he pulls 100 pounds.
Oh my God!
Boom!
And
boom.
we do 100 of them.
It's not long before he starts shaving his nuts and wearing a thong, and
I'm gonna start pulling up my shorts.
I tried to convince him to come tanning with me for the good of the show.
The only reason I would do it is just so we could talk about it on the show. That was the only reason I would.
And also because. Jenny, talk in the mic.
It's very low that. So I don't think
he'll just burn the top of his head. Who cares?
No, it'll be like he needs a haircut.
How about let's put it to the chat room, guys in the chat room. Do you think I should go tanning with Noah?
You won't fit in the booth. You'd come out looking like Lamar Odom from the Lakers.
All right, a bunch of no's.
When he sits around the tanning booth, he sits around the tanning booth. You're going to wind up on the FBI most wanted list. If you guess the only thing making you not look Arab.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to get on a plane.
I would look orange. I wouldn't look like brown.
I don't know.
You would tan.
I would tan?
Yeah.
Really?
I want to
look
orange.
We'll put you in the high frequency machine.
Purple. You would look purple.
And we'll put a dolphin sticker on your stomach.
You come out looking like Grimace.
No, I want a Playboy sticker. I want my belly button to be like
no,
head
they only
of
have,
the bunny.
They only have a heart, a star, a dolphin.
No Playboy bunny? Come on.
We'll make it to get a piece of paper.
What kind of two-bit tanning salon is this?
You have to do two dolphins around his belly button. Like they're jumping over each other.
Yeah.
You're missing the obvious thing, which is a pot leaf. That's what you should have on.
You know,
put
everything.
It'll be a collage. You should get the New York City subway map on your chest.
Slippery when wet sign.
Excuse me, how do I get to Midtown? Just lift your shirt up.
Ay, ay, ay.
Boy, bae.
Yeah. Right, Shlomo?
Shlomo's profile on your back.
What? Shlomo, I am. Speaking of which, he's on the phone again.
Really?
Oh, my God. He didn't say his name, but he appears.
He's in the chat room.
He's like Beetlejuice. Shlomo, what's up?
What's up?
How's it going?
I'm good. My school has a Jewish Arabs.
Oh, yeah?
Jewish Arabs.
Yep, Syrians. Syrians.
Punchline coming. What do you get when
like
you
Arabic.
A Jew Arab.
Syrians, and I don't speak Arabic.
They speak Arabic? So they're
Arabic. No, Arabic. I'm Arabic. I'm going to speak Arabic.
Arabic.
You know, like, what, speech of the Middle East?
Arabic.
Oh, a big pen. Got it.
Huh?
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for calling in again, Shlomo.
So I know how they look like, and you might be right.
We're right? What are we right about?
Right,
you know
right.
White.
I know we're right. We're always right.
Well, white.
No, the color.
Oh, we're white?
Yes. Pink and the color. Oh, black. Black, brown, like freaking like, looking like freaking Arabs.
Did he just do a rap song?
He's black.
No, look. No. They black and black people in like in the Middle East. Yo, people look like Arabs. Arabs.
Zodiac Killer in the chat room. I think you're referring to Donkey Lips as the Salute Your Shorts character that Shlomo sounds like.
I'm just trying to just this whole rap that he's trying to picture as like.
What?
Make more sense.
He's talking about Jews from Arabic countries, like Rob.
I was born in America.
Yo, I have a friend whose father goes to Syria, but when he is about every few weeks.
Go, rap. I'm giving you a beat. Bust it.
Oh. Yeah. I hate rap.
Yo, this track featuring my boy Shlomo, know what I mean?
Here you
go. Take it to the house!
Go.
Shlomo money, Shlomo problems, right?
Yo, I listen to rap. I don't listen to rap, okay? I listen to rap, and if that...
We're about to drop a jewel on y'all right now. Is that new verse for Shlomo? By the way, coming to the Great Central Park and traffic is light on the BQE.
Straight out of Flatbush.
Come on. All right.
Don't
kill it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in a...
Talk about Shlomo.
Yeah.
Radio 2012, you know this shit is mine. Strong.
We chill on the corner drinking Manischewitz.
I don't like rap. Hey, first of all. Yo.
I grind MCs so hard it be comical.
I didn't see you with a slow-mo.
Now with my yarmulke.
I'm kind of younger, like I kind of like hit up my size to kind of go whatever, but it sounds like whatever. Whatever.
Slow.
I'll fire the voice. Hello. Behemoth.
Talking about Shlomo. Shlomo, you should be like Shlomo the Damager. That's your name.
That is right.
You wow. Okay, so I'm on the chat and I'm talking to you.
Wow.
What?
He's on the chat and he's talking to
you. He's multitasking.
And he's IMing me.
Well, Shlomo, we're gonna have to let you go.
Okay, but you should go talk to me and joke about me on the live cast.
On the what? The red cat?
Live cast. Slow-mo cast.
He's on the live chat.
He's on the bed.
Slow-mo cast.
He's on the slow-mo
cast.
Slow-mo cast? Slow-mo's my boy. I don't even know the other dude on.
That was pretty good.
All right.
So,
we're going to get to some music. We're going to start out with Overkill. We're going to start out with the song Overkill closed with. My favorite tune by them. It's called
Smell Your Dick.
No. It's called Elimination. Hey,
Thank you. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, just when you thought it was over, just when you thought we were done, just when you thought it was safe, man, it's time for hour two of the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net. This is
the next Bland announcement in your queue.
No, it was the same one, actually. Thanks. Anyway, we're back. That was a fantastic music break, if I can say so myself.
I agree.
We started out with Overkill with The Years of Decay, moved on to a little Keel Haul with THC for One, then it was Cryptopsy with Split Your Guts, a little Iron Maiden with The Trooper, followed by some old school Lamb of God, Boot Scraper, and we finish it up with Doom Rider's Equalizer. Nice little break.
Awesome. Thing. Don't tell me you're going to eat that donut right now.
Oh,
your mic is on. Don't clap. Don't encourage this.
No, that was for the music break. But, during the break, Sid was looking at photos on my computer of naked tits.
I thought you wouldn't want to discuss that on the air, Darren.
Why not?
And then when Jenny and I came back, Darren tried to shut it off, but
no,
he didn't show us.
That wasn't... Never mind. Off the air, I'll tell you why. It has nothing
okay.
to do with I can't show you a picture. Something specific.
You just got really uneasy when we walked in.
I'll tell you later. No one
he didn't want you
yet.
To see his boner. It's private.
Well.
It's something that just guys share. You don't understand.
What, boners?
Yes.
Oh, don't worry. During the break, Noah and Jenny went on a munchie run. Noah, you said there was an interesting experience?
Well, we were at Dunkin' Donuts, and the cashier, I didn't know if he was looking at me or if he was looking at Jenny.
Wow.
His eyes were just, like, pointing in two different directions, and we're both really high, and we're trying to figure out what we want.
Just looking at both.
So he's a multitasker. I guess he can help two customers at once.
No, he can just look at them. He's cockeyed.
It was just weird, right?
Yeah. It might have been Shlomo. I mean, we
No, we know what he looks like now. So.
He might work around here.
No, not if he...
Shlomo looks like Lonnie a little bit.
Oh!
What do you think?
That's
not
harsh.
Like... No, no, I don't mean like Lonnie's, you know... I mean, he's like it could be his brother or something, his cousin or something.
I didn't really see that. I guess in that they both look Jewish.
All right, never mind.
Lonnie doesn't look Jewish.
Really? He'd be very
flattered to hear you say that.
I'll tell him next week. Is he coming by next week?
I believe so.
Who is?
Lonnie.
Oh, cool.
Corpic Lonnie.
Oh, it's fun to have Lonnie here.
So we promised some Iron Sheik stuff.
Oh, yeah.
For this week. So here's two things that Cancer Scare submitted. First is a very Sheiky Christmas.
Another song I get royalties on.
And then that wasn't even the best one.
Yeah.
There's a second submission, which I liked even more.
This one's all over the place.
Metallicheek, this one's called.
I just wanted to say, I'm sorry. I think he might have been on crack when he put this one together. In a good way.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me fire. Get bullshit. I'm thinking it's my fault.
Yeah. That was me.
Wow.
I go to court when I have to. You live it or lie, yeah.
Has no audience.
I am never, ever editing anything again. I am retiring my editing.
Very good Cancer Scare.
See, he even had me approving him. Speaking of things you edited, here's this.
This one is a Darren idea.
What?
Oops. Sorry.
It's okay. Hold on. No, that wasn't it.
Oh.
Where was it? Do you have it?
Zoom it.
Yeah, I have it.
Go ahead, play it.
The one moment. It's loading.
I like to zoom it, zoom it. I like to zoom it, zoom it. I like to zoom it, zoom it. You like to zoom it. I like to zoom it, zoom it. I like to zoom it, zoom it. I like to zoom it, zoom it. You like to zoom it. I like to zoom it, zoom it. I like to zoom it, zoom it. I like to zoom it, zoom it. I like to zoom it.
the never-ending well of comedy, this man. Oh, thank you.
God
thank
bless
you.
Bless the Iron Sheik. What would we do without the Iron Sheik?
We thank just you, talk Kansas to Shlomo here. More.
We talk to Shlomo, Shlomo.
And James Hetfield.
Shlomo. China, 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 China,
China, China, China,
China, China, China, China, China, China, China, China, China,
China, China, China, China, China, China, China, China, China, China, China, China, China,
what? What are you saying? Can you slow down and spell that
okay.
out?
Okay, so in my camp, I was quite a popular kid, you know what I mean? Mostly for my humor.
Thanks.
Whatever, yeah, a song. Me. I got a song for me! I got a song for me.
You have a joke?
All right, let's
hear it. It's a song for me that I had that they created for me in camp.
You say soft meat?
He has a song.
A song that I created that created for me in camp.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Here it is.
Hello mother, hello father.
No.
Getty.
Nope.
Covered in cheese.
No, it was. Jewish something. Jewish song that I had to.
Wow, this is pretty good. Did you do all the instruments too?
Why does your dick smell like chocolate macaroon, Shlomo?
What? I got a pizza. And don't
you have a gel rings around your dick?
I don't like jelly rings.
You've been hanging out with Shoshana again?
Oh, jeez.
I don't like jelly rings. And you think I'm really Jewish, yo.
What?
You think I'm kind of Jewish, like I'm... Whatever. I don't like jelly rings. It's jelly, like I'm in chocolate. I don't like it. I don't like jelly rings.
Hold on, let's give Shlomo his own show. Ready? Hold on. We're ready? It's Shlomo Cast.
Talking about the
Shlomo Cast. That's an announcer guy reminding you. It's the Shlomo Hour. Now, here's Shlomo.
Okay, I need some other hosts.
Shlomo says what?
I need some other hosts. Some other hosts.
No, you gotta do it solo.
Solo? I like solo. I hate solo. What? I hate solo. I like talking to people.
Maybe you'll get some callers. Just start the show and we'll join in.
Okay, I don't know how to restart a show. I could talk about some other stuff. But I can't, I'm a metal thing and such, but I'm pretty much otherwise pretty clean.
Wait, Shlomo,
I'm a pretty clean guy.
Say it sexily, Shlomo.
What?
Say it sexily.
I am pretty clean. And then, sexually, I'm a man.
So, you can't suck.
Look, Shlomo, I'm fucking sexy. He's Jewish. The men are not sexy, all right? It's like, they don't even try.
Yes.
All right.
That would be Paul Reiser isn't sexy.
Nobody listening knows who Paul Reiser is. All right, thanks for calling
Paul
in.
Paul Reiser?
Any final words, Shlomo?
Okay, so anyway,
Final words.
You see, 3D? Who's
3D?
3D?
3D.
Yeah.
3D or CD?
3D.
3D?
Who is
3D?
So I turned to him about like about all you. Who is Thorn? What band is he on? But
I know what he's saying. He has
what band? What band? What band is he on?
There's Thor in. Thor Schredsny.
Thor Schredsny.
What boy? What band is he on? Cause I can't find him on Wikipedia.
Right, I'm after.
Find him on Wikipedia. I can't find him on Wikipedia.
Someone deleted his article again. That's
his
why.
Article had too much profanity for Wikipedia. That's why it was deleted.
And it was all in caps. Yeah.
So you could you could follow him on Twitter, twitter.com/ThorShredstein, and also his official website, ThorShredstein.info.
My friend called it
what? What? I see you one more minute. A minute. What? How do you spell it? A minute.
Website. Give him the website.
The website is Thor Schredstein.
A minute. One minute. Okay.
Shlomo is trying to defuse a bomb.
It's going slow.
I'm a geek.
Okay.
I have to cross him. I'm not sure.
Thor, what?
Okay, ready?
Thor. Yes.
S-H-R-E-D.
R-E-D, yeah.
S-T.
Okay, say again. T-H-O-R-S-H-R-E-D. Okay, next.
E-E-N.
He's up to T, next.
Thread, S-T-I.
Steed is S-T-E-E-N, not the Jewish way.
S-S-E-S-H-R-E-D.
S-T-E-E-N.
S-T-E-E-N.
Dot?
E-E. A minute.
Dot? Info.
All right, I got T.
Okay, dot info. If I had a show, I'd probably be talking about geek stuff.
Yeah, talk to him about this stuff. All right, thanks a lot, Shlomo. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, I found him.
Gotta go.
Like dishwashing with
him? Yeah, he's really big into washing
dishes. Stuff.
Anyway, if you want to give us a call and your name isn't Shlomo,
oh, yeah.
Our number is 646-929-1357.
My lifestyle determines my death style.
I have one more video a junkie sent me. T-Mag-D sent me this clip from the Howard Stern show that was pretty hilarious, where the Iron Sheik was on, and Howard Stern kind of confronts him about some of the things that Sheik's known for talking about.
I played a clip of you this morning where you said some things about Hulk Hogan that were unbelievable to me. You really do not like the guy because, and let me see if I got this right, Hulk Hogan would come up to you at appearances and tell you you're the guy, you're the man, he loves you. You know, he showed a great deal of affection. And then he'd even say, give me a call, we'll get something going. Then you would call him, and he wouldn't return your call. Is that the source of the argument?
You're absolutely right, Mr. Howard, because the man, every all-intelligent wrestling fans around the world, especially Macho of the Arena, Madison Square Garden, New York, and New York City, they know who was the champ when before that, Hollywood Blonde Jabroni, Hulk Hogan, Iron Sheik.
Right.
So, after I lost my belt, I'm getting so excited, I won't even stand up. And after I lost my belt to him, Mr. Howard, he come in the locker room. He said, Sheiky baby, I love you. I owe you one. And after that, he never returned my call back. And another lie to me, he told me another lie. 2 months ago, I met him in the New Jersey. And he come, said, Sheiky baby, I love you again. And he tell his jabroni puppet, which is he was my first manager, Jimmy Hart. And he said, Jimmy Hart, get the chicken number. We're going to use him for his show, reality show, whatever.
Right.
But I hope you have a different problem. He didn't call me again. That's the 2 times, Mr. Howard. He lied to me.
All right, so he lied to you. But here's the thing. I know you consider yourself a man's man, which you are. You're a manly guy. And you even call people faggots and stuff. But then you said in this clip, you wanted to fuck his wife, Linda?
Oh, no.
You said you were going to fuck his wife, Linda. You're going to fuck his daughter. You're going to fuck him and his son. But that's gay.
It must be you misunderstand. I really don't hate him that much. I say I'm going to fuck the Linda or his son or his daughter, but must be somebody misunderstand. I'm a family man. He's a family man. That's a cheap heat. So I talk about his wife or her daughter.
Saying you didn't do it?
No, Mom.
I have a tape of it. I played it today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But must be with somebody else.
Sheikh, his son is underage. I don't think you can be having sex with him.
Well, absolutely not. Sam is her daughter.
Right.
Sam is his wife, Linda.
Right.
And I have a good friendship with his wife and his daughter. But Robin, I never say anything bad about his wife or her daughter. Must be somebody misunderstand.
But
I don't like Hulk Hogan.
How long is it?
Right. But I'm a Shia Muslim. We don't talk about people, wife and a daughter.
I wish it was an hour.
Must be something was wrong, Mr. Howard.
You got all worked up, maybe.
Maybe I was not in my mind, or maybe...
Did you lose your mind and say you wanted to have sex with men?
No.
Why do you say you want to fuck Hulk Hogan himself?
Well, maybe I can do that himself, but not to his wife,
right.
Not to his daughter. I mean, I'm going to fuck him up differently. Jack him, beat the fuck out of him, and suplex him, put him in the camel clutch, break his back, and fuck his ass, and make him humble. That's what I said.
Right.
But besides that, I don't want to talk about his family. That's a cheap in. You are a lawyer, but I heard. You're going to be in my list.
But you say you want to fuck Hogan in the ass. That's gay.
I know, but I just said it differently. Instead of fucking ass with my dick, I said I'm going to fuck his ass with a beer bottle.
I see, with a beer bottle. All right.
With a beer bottle. See, finally.
It is a beer bottle.
Have you ever gotten so angry in your life that you actually fucked a man in the ass?
With a beer bottle.
Well, I'll be honest with you, as long as I just, I cannot do that. I'm not Matthew Jackson,
right.
Or I'm not that English. Man, what a call him, very, very good singer.
No, I'm not Michael Jackson.
I'm going to fuck his fucking ass.
Right.
With the fear button.
Right.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, thank you, T-Mac D. Finally, we understand it's not gay because Sheiky Baby will fuck you in the ass with a beer bottle, not his dick. There we go. We learned something.
Ay, ay, ay.
Moving on to the next.
Well, that's all we have. That's all we have for sure. Can we get a little more of that Sheik of puppets?
No. No, because the file's gone.
Oh, the file's gone.
Yeah, I don't have it isolated anymore. I'm not sure where I saved it.
Well, I think I can.
Try to find it.
Perfect.
I actually wanted to play that coming right out of the thing.
But, all right.
Wasn't JCVD supposed to be?
Yes, he's, I can hear him spin kicking in the green room. He's anxious to get out here. Mm-hmm. So let's bring him out.
Oh, we're doing that right now?
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, why wouldn't we do that right now?
Okay.
Let me just cue up his music.
You have to pile up on the bricks so you can break them.
Oh, yes, that's right. Here we go. This is the French national anthem. He's not from France. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our most popular celebrity guest. You know her from such movies as Bloodsport, Universal Soldier, and the recent remake of The Wizard of Oz. Please welcome Jean-Claude Van Damme himself, JCVD.
Yeah! Why do you say my name twice? I don't understand you.
I'm sorry.
What is that shit music you're playing right now?
The French name.
Do I look French to you?
Oh, where are you from?
I'm from Belgium.
Isn't that the same country?
No, it's not the same country.
Persia?
It's Belgium. It's barely this. Shut up.
Have you been listening to this?
Don't show? You read your Bible?
Oh, boy.
You're supposed to submit to a man when he's talking. Don't you know? What, are you some kind of a Jew or something like this?
Speaking of Jews, have you been listening? There's a we had a caller all show named Shlomo.
No, I didn't. I did not hear. What is what? Tell me. Fill me in.
Well, he's Jewish. Do you like Jewish people?
They make dinner very well, with a side of fries. I eat Jews every Friday night.
What?
They're delicious.
You eat Jews?
What? Did what? Did you say it like you did something wrong?
You eat Jewish people?
What? You don't?
What? Like girls?
Like in a nice stew or like a nice
It's very European to be a cannibal.
Not cannibal. They're a different species.
What part of the Jew do you eat?
Jews are. Let's see. There is the. If you want a good meat, you go under the hook nose, and right there is the good.
Like the upper lip
for a nice stew or a fondue. That's what you use.
Like
something
oxtail.
Like that. Yes. Or the horns. If you file down the horns, you boil them into a pot. Listen, why are we talking about this?
Yeah, well, JCVD, you requested some time on the show this week. You said you had some important news to tell us, but you wouldn't tell us beforehand. So what is it?
Yes, it's actually a big surprise. It's something I want to make an admission on your show. I'm using this forum in order
to... A what?
This forum. You
what?
Know, this... I'm using your platform to...
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
I want to tell the world about something wrong that I did.
Okay,
and
so what did you do?
It's very hard for me to say this.
Just get it out.
I caused the oil spill.
What?
In the
Gulf of Mexico?
Yes,
that was you?
That was me, yes.
How did you cause it? I don't understand. It's a pretty big spill. It's a big deal, JCVD.
It's a little embarrassing.
Just come on, just get it out there already.
I was a big fan of the Drill Baby Drill campaign, and I thought...
Oh, Sarah Palin.
I thought that Obama was not getting the oil fast enough. So we went down to the Gulf and we kicked the shit out of those oil rigs to speed things up. Yes.
You're telling me you spin-kicked the oil rig?
I flew down there in one leap from New York, where I'm staying right now, and I flew with my right foot and I kicked the oil rig. And so what if some stupid fucking sea otters get a little
dirty?
Like
there's the oil spill is the size of like Jamaica right now.
So what? It's nothing. I was covered in it. You don't know this. I was covered in a thicker oil slick than that from 94, 95. And I still managed to start in the Time Cup and Street Fighter and Sudden Death.
These were
one
all,
and two.
These were all subpar movies, though.
Yeah. That's because, listen, you make a movie while you're covered in an oil slick. And
what happened? Look, you don't need to hit me, JCVD. I'm just...
That was with my fist. Next time it's with my cock.
Oh, please, no.
Now,
sir.
Something else happened while I was on vacation in New York.
Oh, yeah. Why were you in New York?
And, well, I was in Times Square to challenge the Naked Cowboy. You know this faggot that always stays in the Times Square with the hat on?
Sure, yeah.
With his penis out.
Yeah,
his little,
wait, what? I've never seen his penis out.
With his whitey tighties, with his little tiny 8-inch cock.
Well, I've never measured it, but all right.
He was there, and I came to challenge him to a fight. And I happened to notice there was a commotion, and there's a bomb scare there.
Yeah, I was there.
I know you were there. I saw a little weed litterings all over the street.
Come on, I wouldn't
very well. And I ran in to defuse the bomb. I defused it with only my right foot. Yes.
How did you defuse it?
Well, my hands were busy. I was finger-banging three girls from a Japanese tour group.
But you only have two hands. How are you finger-banging three girls?
I am very talented, as you know.
How did you
not just movies?
How did you defuse the bomb?
Well, I cannot reveal that on your air, but I do hope to play myself in the movie version of both not only the bomb scare, but another movie about this environmental spill that I caused. It would be like Steven Seagal. Remember that shitty movie he did in
Last Siege?
No, the one other one. The other shitty movie.
Siege Under?
Where he was up in Alaska with the wolves.
I don't remember
with the
that.
Wolves.
I don't really watch.
Yes, I'm going to do it like that. Actually, it is a known fact that Noah produces an environmental disaster in her panties whenever she is in close proximity to JCVD.
Whoa.
It's a scientific fact.
Is this true, Noah?
Yes, JCVD reads science journals. It's true.
Come on.
Are you? Is there panty explosions going on right now?
Just radioactive ones.
No, Noah, you remember what happened last time I was here, won't you? No. You do.
I try not to remember any time that you're here.
Noah, let me speak to you. You know what I would like to do to you? I would like to put your legs behind your head, like Bugs Bunny, and just lock them there and tie your hands behind the legs behind your head, so that your vag is exposed. And then I will take my motorcycle that I rode in Lionheart, and I will get a running start down the hallway, and then, when I am positioned right, when my sparring partner Rene will give me the go-ahead, and I will speed up to 60 and drive right over your clitoris.
Oh my God!
And you will get such
a—you
will get a Yamaha-powered orgasm.
As opposed to Shlomo, who has Yamaha-powered orgasms. Sorry, that was a callback.
We actually have Shlomo on the line.
Who is this?
Shlomo, are you there?
Yeah, I am here.
Who are you? Speak.
How did you do? I had some Jews that kick your ass for 10 miles away.
Wow,
you
said...
What did you say?
I had some people kick your ass 10 miles away. I know some people who kick your ass 30 miles away. And we go to space, and we go far down around the world.
Some people in FIFA have...
Go punch you in the solar plexus, and you'll be hit in the brain.
Punch me in the sausage factory?
Yeah, solar plexus. In the solar plexus. I'll hit you in the solar plexus.
I'm fucking done with him.
Sorry, Shlomo. JCVD does not like you.
I'm very important.
Shlomo, do you think, JCVD, do you think Shlomo could kick your ass?
I think no one in this room can kick my ass. No, certainly no Jew like Shlomo, whatever the fuck his name is. Have you seen my movies? Did you see Death Waddle?
I didn't see Death Warra.
No, I think he's a Death Warren.
Dead Warren.
Oh, played that guy Warren.
Valley Funny. Listen, I'm going to bid you all adieu, and then I'm going to get on my private jet. Noah, will you come with me this time to stay in my private chalet?
All right.
Come on, let's go, baby. All right, goodbye to all of you.
See
all of you.
Call me.
Chia!
No, you got to stick around. Instagram for a few more minutes. Wow, so JCVD, responsible for detonating the bomb in Times Square and causing the plane.
Defusing,
I'm sorry.
Put that straight, we don't want him arrested.
We'll get all the good reveals on this show. You won't hear that on CNN.
But not only that, he was responsible for the oil spill, too. He's like a tweener. Like, is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy?
Who knew he was a tea partier?
He did say that was an accident, though.
Which part?
The part about the oil spill.
Well.
Like, he wanted to jumpstart the drilling, but he overdid it.
Oh, okay.
Because he didn't know his own strength.
Well, someone understood it. He was second to Shlomo. And,
That's a good band, Second to Shlomo. I like them.
They're opening for Three Doors Down.
Yeah, I'm on Matador.
So if you want to shout us a holla, the number is 646-929-1357.
We have a Second to Shlomo song here. Hold on. Here it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's on fire, Shlomo. You left the trollant on the stove too long. It's on fire. Anyone know what trollant is?
Is it like a vodka?
Nah, it's like a matzah. No, like a beef stew that Jews eat.
What is it called again?
Trollant. Or chulant, either way.
Never heard of it.
Do they eat it for Lent?
Yeah, Lent. No, it's like...
They eat Christians for Lent.
Right. We know what JCVD eats for Lent.
What is it? What?
Jews.
Oh. Oh, JCVD.
Someone said that the Iron Sheik is the Iranian Shlomo.
Or is Shlomo the Jewish Iron Sheik?
Maybe. No.
No.
All right.
So, yeah, we only have a few minutes left. If you want to give us a call, be on the air.
I want to
tell you. Hello?
Uh-oh.
He doesn't, we don't even have to pick him up now. We just hear
him. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Shlomo, tomorrow we're going to all come to your school and interrupt you.
Of course.
Yeah,
that would be fun. That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Every time teacher calls on him, we're gonna open the door and you're gonna hear us like that theme song. Hello, this is Chuck Blanding. We're here in Shlomo's classroom, just to annoy the teacher. And now, here's Shlomo.
Okay. Hello. Okay. I have a friend, who went to camp with. Who knows these 10 different martial arts?
Yes,
martial arts.
This is
a friend of mine. There's 10 different styles.
Okay.
Okay, so they say CVG is nothing.
Something he learned in Tekken? Was he like playing a is this a video game that he knows, or is this real?
No, he real life. Jiu-Jitsu, mixed martial arts. Krav Maga.
The Zodiac Killer in the chat room asks, "Is Jenny Shlomo's teacher?" That would answer a lot.
No, I have no female teachers.
No.
He doesn't feel his teacher.
What kind of?
I have no female teachers.
What kind of classes do you have?
Are you in a yeshiva?
Yeah,
yes. It's a screwed up one.
It's a corrupt one?
Screwed up.
What classes do you take?
Well, history, math, English.
Speech.
No. I would like to, but I never practice.
You live in Texas?
No,
but I never practice. Practice.
Oh.
I never practice.
No, practice.
You have practice.
Practice.
Can you spell it again? Go ahead.
P-R-A-C-T-I-C-E.
Oh, that's right.
I never practice.
Do you practice the shofar?
No. I don't know how to blow the shofar. Anyway, you think I am, what's it called, entertainment, mass media. I'm not mass media type Jew. Mass media.
What type of Jew
mass
are you?
Media style. I am a regular Jew who's trying to be not like everybody else.
Okay. Yeah. Good to hear it.
Where are your parents right now? Do they know that you're on the phone with us?
They don't care. They don't care.
What?
They don't care.
Why not? They don't care about you. You're their only child.
They don't know that you're listening.
No. No, I have two other people. Two other people in my family. I have two other people in the family.
Who?
I have two sisters.
Where are they? How old are they?
19 and 12.
Would any one of them like to date Rob? Because he needs a Jewish girl.
Oh. Where is
what?
She? What's her name?
Yeah.
She's in Israel right now. Seminary.
Esty?
She's in Israel.
Well, she's in Israel.
What's her name?
I used to know a girl named Esty, and she had, like, giant double D tits, and they called her Breasty.
Well, my name is Shashi.
Chelsea?
Shashi.
Shashi.
Shashi. Shashi. Shashi. Shashi. Shashi. Shashi. Shashi.
Rob, look it up on Facebook now. Rob, now. Facebook now. Stack.
She probably got married when she was 14, so she has a different name.
What?
My parents just told her she's in Israel. Actually, she...
Look up Slushy right now. Go.
Slushy. Shashi Trina. S-H-O-S-H-Y.
Look up Snushy.
Slushy. Slushy. It's S-H-O-S-H-Y Trina.
Slushy.
Slushy. S-H-O-S-H-Y.
All right. Thanks again for calling in this week, Shlomo. Without you, I don't think we'd have an episode.
Do you promise that you'll call back next week?
Okay, I will.
Thank you. Good Yom Tov to you.
Is it Yom Tov? I don't even know.
I don't even know what it is.
I think that's in August. It's like a Jewish, minor Jewish holiday.
Aren't all Jewish holidays minor holidays?
No, they're like Yom Kippur is like the biggest one, and then Hanukkah.
It's not much of a holiday.
Well, it's the original meaning of holiday, which is holy day.
The Macy's Labor Day sale, that's a big one for them.
There's Tisha B'Av. The Tisha B'Av?
I like the Tisha Below.
How about Purim? Purim?
It's like their Halloween.
Yeah, that's it's really not. I mean, the Purim has really nothing to do with that, but they wanted their kids to be able to go around and dress up like cowboys and shit, so they... So they have Purim now, just co-opted all the Halloween shit.
They dress like pediatricians.
Yeah. Oh, look at my son. He's a doctor.
Lawyers, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
It's all falling apart.
Yeah, dude. Chill out, bro.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're coming to the conclusion of our Cinco de Mayo episode of the livecast. Mm-hmm. We did not do any drinking this episode.
Yeah, what's up with that?
We didn't get calls from Guillermo or Nina. They must be celebrating.
Well,
or they got deported.
Yeah, that's
true. Nina seems like a citizen.
They all do.
Yeah, that's why you gotta ask for the papers sometimes. You don't know.
You're the one that's asking for the papers, Sid?
I didn't say
What do you, like, tell them?
I didn't say I was asking for the papers.
But I'm just asking you.
If I was the one asking for the papers?
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, can I see your papers?
The shit?
Well, what else should I... Then we go from there. Either they give me their papers or they don't.
Then that's it?
No.
You wait, like regular civilians are allowed to walk up and ask for papers too?
It's like a citizen's arrest. I don't like the way you made this quesadilla. Let me see your papers right now.
Quesadilla. Sid's just going to walk around with a siren in his hands. Excuse me, sir.
I'm just going to go there and terrorize attractive Mexican women.
Like you don't do that here.
There's no problem. I think we've got a caller.
You know, when we went to L.A., I mean, there were so many hot Mexican girls. And, like, over here, the Mexican girls look like midgets.
It's a different class of Mexican here.
Weird. They look like dwarves. They look like extras from Lord of the Rings.
You're right. I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
815, you are on the live cast. We only have a few minutes left. What's up, 815?
Hey. Happy birthday, Noah.
Thanks.
Who is this?
This is Noah.
Oh, what's up, Noah?
Yeah, nothing much.
Happy birthday, or?
Yeah, I just wanted to call because I heard last week that he has a sleep CD that you're giving out, and since you already like needed like 4 CDs already, want to get another one.
Well, we already gave you a CD, so no.
Oh, Noah, you suck, man. Aww.
You're not even gonna, like. Well, why should we give it to you?
Well, because you gave like Nina like 4 CDs.
Yeah, but like, Nina's like...
She needs something to listen to when she gets deported on the plane.
Yeah. Like, why she's getting the plane?
Sorry, you said that they don't...
I guess because it's the girl, you're just being sexist.
Why do you need the sleep CD?
Because I like them. Yeah.
You're not convinced. You got to convince me here.
Just download it.
Tell Ron how great he is and how much you love his interviews. We talk
them. Listen, download the cover art. Right?
Come on, Darren. Sorry. We don't promote that kind of stuff on it.
Okay, fine. So
you got nothing, Noah?
I love you.
No, you got a joke.
More
give us a joke.
Give us a joke. We'll give you a CD.
Okay. How many feminists does it take to change a light bulb? All
right.
Trick question. Feminists can't change anything.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
I like the material, the delivery, not so good. Not
yeah,
so good.
I have to agree.
You're gonna have to give us something with some delivery.
Okay. Knock knock.
Knock knock. Who's there?
A rapist.
What?
What?
A rapist.
Oh, a rapist? A rapist too.
I love you.
A racist who loved you.
Sorry.
All right. That's it.
What?
That's all the material all I have.
Fine. We'll give you the sleep CD. I'll give it to you.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, what's that? Give us a high-pitched squeal again.
That's okay.
No, no, do it or I'm not giving you the CD. How about that?
Rob gets all when he hears other guys squealing.
Oh. I see what's been revealed. All right. Just send me a private message. What's your username again?
Folkio.
No, Folkio.
Volcano.
Volcano.
No, Folkio.
Folkio.
I think we need Shlomo to translate it.
All right. Send me a private message. I'll send you the CD, you jerk.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm
You're
just
awesome.
Kidding. You're not a jerk. All right. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Gone.
Yeah.
What? What was that?
No, I just had a song to play out.
Oh, so you have something queued up?
Yeah.
What are we going to hear?
I'm going to hear On the Love Bus by Jumpman Hat.
Oh, that's right. Another junkie submission. That's right. We're having a competition of sorts. Cancer Scare has like a bunch of entries already. But we want some original music based on the live cast. So help us out. And the way you can do it is just create a song, upload it to like sensepaste.com or mediafire.com, and then either email hatemail@metalinjection.net or send Rob Injection or Metal Injection a private message, and we'll play it on the air. And here we're about to play one of the entries from Jumpman Hat, a fantastic little number. And then we'll see you next week where Sean will join us, and maybe we'll have some other guests that were on the show previously.
Over to him. Did he legally meant to kiss you? Not, no, it was the most pathetic attempt.
It was like, oh, I really like you. Do you want to go out or like something like that?
And your response was, look, it's like Elvis Presley without syndrome. Have you been overgrown? Hey Rob, do you like music? You're trying to be funny, it's like comics on static. Greatest that you've ever been with on your live journal. Tipping with your cock, too malicious, no anal. I hope you like squirters, but I know that she would make it. Shower you with gold and maybe spit into a cup. And apparently that turns you on, I think that's kind of weird. No better than the time, pocket blanket with the beard. Right, so me when you finally got the dick out of your river. I'm gonna need that, you might need that, get the dick out with your mom. This man was circumcised at a romance age. He went into the clinic, man, I gotta turn the page. Little did he know that he couldn't masturbate. For days and days, his head filling up with pain. He can't sleep, he can't get enough at night. Staring up at the stars and down at the stitches. Counting up the days of religious black bitches. Receive what the post. Him in Las Vegas, but he doesn't like hoes because of OCD. So everyone is proud except JCBD. One night, dry tears, he did the impossible. Cup shot dripping from the ceiling like white drool. Drool, drool. Hot wax off a candle, candle. Oh, a shungle, yeah. On the side, Hey, no, I was not the one with the niche. I'm not at all a gay guy like a rocker takes money. Dripping off sense and sense, breathing patterns, buddy. That shit ain't gay, man. It's gross. You understand me? I'm a full supporter. NIP, and if you aren't, then I guess you're just a G-A-Y, or an M-A-G, or an N-I-D, potato, potato, it's all the same to me, but by the way, a second section on the mic on all up the grid set up their motherfucking tribe to spend. Sound card everywhere should be walked by drafts every day. Violent day should be forced to give Felicia to the queen. Bitch. Wait, sorry. Bitch. I think that's a top gun, yeah, and his name is Ben. I see the footage, the dude's an overweight kid. Him and Eric Cartman have a separate and at birth, you heard, he's known to be the biggest douchebag on earth. G2G is set to be his browser's homepage. Jenny and Noah have reviewed his account wage. Should've saved that money up from buying Cuba and Cuba. I would let him be my FIFA people sitting on my face backspace. I need my ears made. Hey, you'll miss the top. Just a fucking fifth grade. Cause the great sheep would say what? Like that same college kid, what? Who's Richard Paul anyway, what? That the great sheep would say what? Like that same college kid, what? What the fuck is Richard Paul? What?
Of shit.